First of all, I thought it would be great to just have a think back about 2017. I don't know what sort of a year it was for you. For us as a church, it was a really great year. It was a year when we've got a lot of momentum, when a lot of things grew. We've started men's ministries, we've started women's ministries, we've got a whole bunch of different new groups. We've seen growth in all our congregations, and we've seen us together journeying forwards with God. And so one of the thoughts that we've been wondering about is what next in 2018? And 2018 could be a year when we focus on all sorts of things. One of the things that's particularly dear to my heart is that we start to hear more from the people who come to church about the things that happens to them and what they're involved with during the week. How can we get behind you wherever you are, wherever God has put you, whatever he's doing? But should that be our first priority? Is it God's first priority? When we've thought about the things that God has done in our nation and other nations and where he's done amazing things, there's always the same sort of trail if you go back to the beginning. It always starts in the same place, and it always starts with prayer. So however great the preaching, however great the miracles, however great the people coming to faith, if you track it back, it always starts with prayer. And so we thought that would just be exactly the right place for us to start too.
So first, we'd like you to think what words you associate with prayer. There are going to be some coming up on the screen now. Maybe some of these words are the ones that come instantly to your mind, or maybe it's something else. But just spend a few minutes thinking about which ones come into your mind and why. And then next, I wonder what factors impact how you experience prayer. Perhaps your mood does, or the time of day, maybe what's going on in your life at the moment, maybe how frequently you pray. Just spend a few moments considering. And then finally, what types of prayer are you familiar with? What do you find works for you? What feels comfortable? What feels uncomfortable, helpful, unhelpful, and why?
We thought we'd start this year with a bit of a sort of a cards on the table kind of moment, if you like, because I think it's just really easy for us to put prayer in that kind of bracket of, it is my private sort of thing and nobody talks to me about it and I don't ask anybody else about it. And I was really struck last year. I was listening to a lady who had led a tribe out in Africa, or she'd been there, and it was a Christian tribe, and they each had different places that they would go off to pray by themselves. And so you could see on the grass where they walked backwards and forwards, and it would become more and more worn over time. And she said what would happen is you'd watch and you'd see if someone else's path started to grow a whole bunch of grass on it. And if it did, clearly that meant they weren't going there very often to pray. And so you'd say to your brother, whoever it was, brother, the grass on your path is growing. And I thought that was really interesting because it kind of makes it a little bit more public, a little bit more kind of obvious, really. And so we wanted to start the year by saying, this is how we found prayer. These are some of our experiences, in the hope that we as a congregation and individuals might be able to say to each other, actually, this is something I find easy about prayer, or something difficult. Can you please help me? So first of all, my prayer life. I remember when I first heard that term, prayer life, it was very closely associated with quiet times. And I remember thinking, I hate quiet times. Quiet times sound boring. And I really struggled with it. Many of you might feel the same, where you're quiet and you sit down and it's typically in the evening and suddenly you're asleep, or suddenly you're thinking about something else. And so for me, quiet times were useless. I thought, I just don't need that. And so I would feel like a bit of a failure in prayer. And when you feel like a failure, you just think, I don't want to do this. This doesn't seem very fun. And then I read back what Jesus said, and he says about how you go into a room by yourself and you close the door and you pray to your Father who sees in heaven, and you talk to him. And I thought, well, Jesus doesn't seem to say anything about being quiet. So I started with a guitar, and then I started with drawing some things and writing some things. And then I thought, you know what, I don't like praying in my head very much. It's not very easy. So I thought, I'm going to pray out loud, even if it's just me, because that will help me to focus. And throughout all of those different ways of praying, I just suddenly started to experience God in a way that sitting quiet by myself really wasn't working for me.
Well, unlike Matt, my go-to or my easiest way to pray is in quiet, or preferably silence. It's just, I think it shows the difference between us that Matt's quite an active extrovert and I'm quite an introvert, and I kind of need that space to be able to think clearly. And having three children, it's not always easy to find a quiet spot. But when I can, I get my Bible out, I read a little bit, and then I use the journal to jot down any thoughts that pop into my head. I always find it helpful to pray with a pen or a selection of pens. I quite like glittery gel pens and paper. It's mainly so that I can remember what I've prayed about, what I've thought about. But also, when I read it back later on, it helps me to test, were they my own thoughts or were they what God was saying to me, and kind of separating the two. I usually find it's a mixture of the two, but both are good. I also like to draw, not that I'm a great artist, but I like to draw any visual images that God puts in my mind. And then I look back on them and I pray into those pictures. And if there's a passage of scripture or a verse that I particularly like that really strikes me, I like to write it out in pretty lettering and doodle beside it. I never get distracted by the colouring in. It just kind of helps me reflect on the passage and think a bit more deeply about it. I also like to pray when I'm running. Usually I'm praying for myself, but sometimes if I pass someone, I'll pray for them, pray a blessing on them, or if they look like they're ill, if they've got crutches or whatever, I'll pray for that. Or if I'm passing houses, I'll pray for the people who live there or the people who work around there. But probably my favourite time to pray is last thing at night. It's my most intimate time with God, when I think I'm at my most honest with him. And I love the complete silence and the stillness in the house when no one's bothering me, no one's asking me for a biscuit or a juice, everyone else is asleep. And it's just a really great time to be aware of God's presence. And if you're not sure what I mean by that, you're very welcome to ask me afterwards. But it's just a really calm time to be me and him and just kind of pour out my thoughts and what's happened that day. But the sort of things that I find challenging to prayer are, firstly, making the time to pray. Holidays and the weekends are the hardest for me because everyone's home, there's a lot going on. I've not got my usual routine. And then my prayer times tend to become less structured and a bit more kind of scattered. And I haven't really found a good way around this. If you're wanting a tip, I would quite like tips from you, maybe. I'm still working on it. I also haven't always found it easy praying with other people, particularly in big groups. As a new Christian, I found it really nerve-wracking praying out loud with other people. Like, I wouldn't know what to say, maybe I wouldn't sound holy enough. And there's always that awkward moment when you wait for a silence and you think, right, I'm going to jump in now. And you start praying at the same moment that someone else starts praying. And then you stop and you're like, do I go? Do they go? Are they going to start praying again? Now I just sound silly and awkward. But the thing that kind of helped me get past it is at first praying with one or two other people or in smaller groups, and then realizing actually it wasn't as scary as I thought it was and I just had to bite the bullet and do it. And actually that no one's judging you when you pray out loud. We're all focusing more on God than each other. Matt and I have always thought that praying together should be a priority, but have sometimes found that hard to do. And I think there's a spiritual element here that the devil doesn't want us to pray with other people because, well, it's a basic maths thing that if one or two or more people pray, it kind of doubles the impact. And so I think he would do whatever he can to stop us from praying with other people. It's partly a matter of discipline and also finding a time of day that works well for both of us. And the other time that it's been hard was when the kids were small, finding the space and the time, and when I was really tired and just couldn't focus. And with all three of them, I battled with postnatal depression, and that hugely impacted my prayer life. And I found it really hard to connect with God. And I think times of illness are often like that for us.
So hopefully that's inspired you to think during the year, I could talk to somebody else or maybe even today and say, this is how I find prayer, easy or difficult, or maybe you want some tips or whatever. We're going to spend a little bit of time now thinking about why we pray and what we're doing actually when we pray. So broadly speaking, two different reasons why we pray. First of all, we're praying for us. In the psalm that we've got today, Psalm 40, David talks about the fact that he enjoys communication with God, that he has this deep love for God, that he knows God's love, and he's happy to talk to anyone else about it. It always strikes me that Adam and Eve and so on through the Bible, like, they're all people who become close to God. Some of the main leaders, some of the people who seem to know God best, they do that through prayer, and they enjoy it. The second thing is that we are changed as we pray. Paul says in Romans 12 about us being conformed and changed into God's likeness. And that too happens through prayer. And finally, in thinking about us, we pray for help. All sorts of ways that we need God's help. If we go for the next one, please. So David talks about being lifted from a pit. In our translation, it says a pit. It's actually kind of a roaring, kind of foamy, kind of nasty hole that you're into. And so he prays for God to lift him out of that. And then it says to put him on a rock. And the word there is more like cliff, like a high above place where you're safe when you've escaped this place that you've been before. And finally, he doesn't just take you out but leave you grumpy. He gives you a new song to sing. And I think that could often be our prayer. God, could you not only lift my eyes and change my situation, but give me a new song to sing of praise to you. The second reason that we might pray is to do with the world around us. God's plan always involved us working together with him. Right from Adam and Eve, he made the creatures, they named them, they then governed. And then you look throughout the Old Testament and you've got covenant after covenant with God saying, you be my people, I will be your God, let's do this together. It's an odd idea that God allows himself to need us to do things in the world. It's a strange truth that our prayers are necessary. And I think sometimes we can imagine that, well, God will do it anyway. But actually, it's the truth very often in the Bible that because someone prays, God acts, or because people don't pray, God doesn't act. And so one of the things we want to think about this year is, for us, what are we praying for ourselves? And what are we praying for God to do in the lives of people around us? So what are we praying for us, and what are we praying for other people?
Like Paul said at the beginning of the service, as the PCC and as a staff team, we have a real vision for this year to be a year of prayer, and that prayer will become the priority one for us at St. Francis. So we're starting with this sermon series, of which this is the first, and we'll also be doing some workshops here and there to expand and enrich and deepen our prayer life. We're going to have another of our big questions talk, which will this time be on prayer. And hopefully we will learn together how to overcome some of those obstacles to prayer. So throughout the year, we'll be doing all sorts to make prayer more of a priority for us. And we'd really love it if any of you have ideas of what you think we could do together as a church to achieve this. If you want to be involved behind the scenes making prayer resources, or if you want to help host an evening of prayer, or you know, something creative, if you've done it elsewhere and you want to bring it here, that would be really great. We just really feel we want our church to be experiencing more and more of God, and to be the people of God that he has created us to be, to see our prayers being answered, to see God at work in and through us, and for our young people and our children to be growing in their faith and in their prayer life too.
So shall we pray? Father God, thank you that you are not far away, that you are not distant, that you are closer than we think. We thank you that how we find prayer at the moment isn't the end of the story, but that you would long to draw us deeper, to engage more closely with us. And let's just take a moment to think about that area of our prayer life that God might be saying, I'd like to work on that with you this year. Perhaps there's some of you who feel almost like there's no signal on your phone, like you can't hear from God and you can't speak to him. Just pray in Jesus' name now that those channels would be opened. That this year would be the year when you experience and hear from God more. Perhaps some of you feel like you can't pray with other people. We pray this would be a year when you can enjoy that praying with others. Enjoy being God's family, talking to their Father. And now just take a moment to think about where God has placed you. Where are you normally in your everyday life, day to day? And ask him now, what is it that you'd like me to pray for in that situation? What would you like to see changed? God, what would you like to be doing here? What are you already doing here? Lord God, we are excited by all that you will do in this church, in this place, in our lives. We pray that you would breathe fresh life into our times of prayer. Would we love them? Would we run to those places where we can find you and experience you and look forward to them, Jesus? Father, give us new ways to pray, and would this year be a year of moving forwards. In Jesus' name, amen.